From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. On Tuesday, voters in Virginia will elect a new governor. Republicans are struggling to extend their control for another 4 years, but this year they're facing a Democrat who is a multimillionaire and, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, voters are having trouble focusing on the race after the terrorist attacks in September.
At a rally in front of the Manassas City Hall this week, Republican Mark Early launched into a stump speech. He outlined his position against higher taxes, spoke of his commitment to public education and improving transportation. But mostly, Early spoke about the new reality facing the state and the nation.
As all of you know, after September 11th, our country has changed. The priorities of America have changed. And my immediate priority as your next governor is going to be the safety and security of our citizens.
In Virginia, home of the Pentagon, the CIA, and several major military bases, whose soldiers and sailors are now in harm's way, security is more than a vague notion. Mark Early believes his resume, 4 years as the state's attorney general, 10 years in the state Senate, gives him a leg up on his opponent, Mark Warner.
My Democratic opponent has absolutely no experience, either legislatively or, more importantly, in public safety issues and working with law enforcement. Virginia's governor only serves one 4-year term. You've got to be able to hit the ground running. It's not a tight time for on-the-job training.
As he goes from door to door in Manassas Business District, Early stops at the Uppercuts Barber Shop. As he gives a customer a trim, barber Moon Thompson says the issue of security is definitely on his mind.
I want to be able to know that I can wake up tomorrow and my doors are still going to be here. And we don't have to worry about nothing, you know.
But even in this Republican-dominated state, Early has had trouble getting his message out. September 11th seems to have frozen the campaign, and he's facing a wealthy and savvy opponent.
Is Mark Warner going to be the next governor of Virginia? Can hardly hear you. Is Mark Warner going to be the next governor of Virginia?
Warner lives in suburban Northern Virginia, where traffic congestion is among the worst in the nation. But he has spent as much time cultivating the votes of rural Virginians, who have overwhelmingly gone to Republicans in recent elections. Warner also talked about September 11th at an Arlington fundraiser this week.
I hope you vote for me, but if you don't vote for me, at least vote for my opponent, because we ought to vote in record numbers to send a message that America and a diverse 21st century America will not be defeated by the forces of evil.
Nevertheless, Warner says the attacks are not the first things on the minds of voters he's talked with.
People are talking about education. They're talking about jobs, health care. They're concerned about the fact that we don't have a budget this year in Virginia, and that's hurt families all across the Commonwealth.
Not having a budget is hardly equivalent to the September 11th attacks, but it is having just as much impact on the election. Republican Governor James Gilmore and the GOP-controlled legislature couldn't come to terms on a spending plan. The stalemate, which left the state's teachers and other public employees without pay raises, also left Virginia's business community disenchanted. Judy Peachy Ford, who has impeccable GOP credentials as a former Reagan administration appointee, now heads a group called Virginians for Warner.
I am extremely disappointed that when the Republicans were in total control, both houses of the legislature and the governor's office, that we could not come up with a budget. And without a budget, people across Virginia got hurt.
Warner, who made hundreds of millions of dollars brokering cellular telephone licenses, has poured more than $4 million of his own fortune into his campaign. But he's also raised some $10 million from others, outpacing Early. Still, Virginia Commonwealth University political scientist Robert Holsworth says, for all the money, the governor's race has hardly made a splash.
The race has been so overshadowed by the aftermath of September 11th is that it might be, well, the most invisible $28 million political campaign that I've ever seen.
Early clearly hopes his emphasis on security may sway undecided voters going into the campaign's final weekend. Warner's ace is a costly and sophisticated get-out-the-vote effort, which he hopes will make him the first Democratic governor in Virginia in 8 years. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Manassas, Virginia.